Members of the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families are disappointed Governor McCown vetoed a change in W-2, the state's welfare to work program. It would have allowed those wrongfully denied money to get retroactive benefits. Currently, recipients have to go through a lengthy hearing process. Then, if the state determines it made an error, benefits begin. Bob Jacobson from the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says this is unfair.
These are vulnerable families with no income to speak of. This process can drag on for months, during which time the family undergoes a lot of unnecessary hardship. To us, it seems like a basic fairness issue.
In his veto message, the governor said policy items like this need to be examined closely and should not have been included in the budget repair bill. However, Jacobson argues other policy items, like campaign finance reform, were not vetoed by the governor. He also points out this issue has been discussed at length in several legislative committees. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.